Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, An Explosion of Truth. In salvation, a miracle happens. It's a spiritual miracle in the heart. Jesus explained that it is like the mysterious moving of the wind. We don't know where the wind comes from or where it goes, but we feel the effects of it. Jesus said, So is everyone who is born of the Spirit, John 3:8. The moving of the wind is a constant reminder of the activity of God. The eyes of the lost are blind to the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. They don't see. 2 Corinthians 4:3. Satan has blinded the minds of those who don't believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. The light of the gospel is the glory of Christ. And this relates to who he is as Lord God. This glory is the truth that Jesus is the very image, the exact representation of God, because in fact, he is God, a very God. This gospel truth has never shone in the hearts of unbelievers in a personal way. Paul said, No one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12:3. Now, people can mouth the words. After all, many will say, Lord, Lord, to Jesus on Judgment Day, only to have him say, I never knew you. They were Christians in name only. They mouthed the words, Lord, Lord, but he was never truly their Lord. No one ever truly means it or sees the truth of Jesus as Lord apart from the Holy Spirit. This requires a supernatural revelation by God in the human heart. And so Paul said, We do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, 2 Corinthians 4:4. And then Paul shares one of the greatest salvation verses in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 4:6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who is shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In salvation, an explosion of truth / light takes place in the heart. It's a miracle comparable to let there be light in Genesis 1:3. It's a total God thing. It's awesome. Those who have miraculously seen the light are forever changed by it. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness in Genesis 1, has now supernaturally shown the truth of Jesus as Lord in the hearts of true believers. We have come to know the glory of God as seen in the person of Christ. That's a lordship conversion. When we look into the face of Jesus, we see the very glory of God. In this, we have seen the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. A lordless gospel is really no gospel at all. Only God is Savior. One cannot be saved without believing on Christ as Lord. One of the greatest theological errors in the history of the church is that somehow a person could accept Christ as Savior while not accepting Him as Lord. The gospel of the glory, or rather the glory of the gospel, is bound up in the twin truths of Christ as Lord and Savior. Lord is applied to the risen Jesus means God Master, and Jesus means God Savior. God Master and God Savior cannot be divorced. God is found in both realities. In Matthew 1:21, the angel said, You shall call his name Jesus. Literally, the idea is Yahweh is salvation. That's the meaning of the name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. Jesus means God Savior. And then Matthew 1:23 says, And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Jesus is God Savior who is God with us. To believe in his name is to believe in him for who he is as Lord and Savior. The apostles of Christ lived in a time of transition, a time of transition from an Old Testament faith, if you will, to the fullness of a New Testament faith. The nature of faith is the same in all dispensations, but revelation was progressive. In the resurrection of Christ, the full gospel truth came to full light. As Paul says, quote, It has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, 2 Timothy 1:10. When Doubting Thomas saw the risen Lord, he immediately came to an informed New Testament faith. Upon seeing the glorified risen Christ, Thomas immediately cried out, "My Lord and my God." John 20:28, Jesus responded by saying, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed." This is what it means to believe. It is to personally recognize Jesus as my Lord and my God. This is the climactic example of saving faith in the Gospel of John, which is the gospel of belief. The miracle of conversion is so great that on a personal level, it is comparable to "let there be light" in the creation account. Only God can make this happen. And yet, as human vessels, God uses us to share this life-changing gospel. Paul said, "And who is sufficient for these things?" 2 Corinthians 2:16. And then a few verses later, he answers the question, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God." 2 Corinthians 3:5. We are privileged to share the truth of the gospel, but it is God alone that can shine the truth into the heart. Let the wind blow. Let the light shine. May there be an explosion of gospel truth in the hearts of many people today. As the God-man, Christ's life has infinite value. As such, he was a worthy sacrifice for the sins of the world. As Savior, he died for all our sins. As Lord over all, he arose from the dead. This is the gospel. A saving faith personalizes the truth of Christ as Lord and Savior as seen in the gospel. Have you seen the light? Romans 1:16 and 17, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ," Paul says, "for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Romans 10:10-13, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. There is no distinction between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Lord, we thank you for who you are, the ultimate creator, our awesome creator, and our redeemer. Lord, how wonderful it is that we see both truths in Jesus Christ, that he is God Almighty, that he is Savior. And Lord, only you can save. Only deity can save us. And Lord, we thank you that in saving faith, by the Holy Spirit, we have come to see the truth of Jesus Christ for who he is. We see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We see that he is God Almighty. Lord, I pray that many would see this truth today as we endeavor to spread this gospel. We thank you for helping us as believers to see the light, and now help us to spread the light, Lord, as we depend upon you to do that miracle-working power, that miracle-working revelation that only you can do in the hearts of people. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.